thank the Lord for another opportunity to continue the wonderful time that we had yesterday, considering the life and the ministry of the prophet Elijah. We started the day yesterday with Elijah as a man of prayer. And it was the heart and the desire of the saints here in Philadelphia to continue that note, but with a greater man of prayer, of Lord Jesus, on the Mount of Transfiguration. Before we do that, we would like to touch a little bit on the few verses, three, four verses in 2 Kings chapter 2, where the Lord, though the unfaithfulness and the state of depression that Elijah went through at the end of his ministry in chapter 19, his insistence to accuse the people of God. And God can never agree with someone that accuses his people. Beloved brethren, his people are so precious to him. I would like to tell you this, and bear with me. He appreciates us more than we appreciate ourselves. And I marvel at this truth of the Lord Jesus loving his people. God loves his people. In a bad state they were in the days of Moses. But God punished Moses by not going into the land because Moses accused his people. Elijah did the same thing. He accused the people. And God can never agree with his people. In the book of Numbers, we see a prophet of Satan that was hired to curse the people of God. But God never looks down on his people. And this is the wonderful lesson that expresses in a great measure the grace of God nowadays, even in a wonderful, much clearer way. The unfaithfulness of Elijah would not make the Lord unfaithful. God forbid. The Lord would remain faithful. God, who is faithful, is planning a great, honorable translation of that man of God, Elijah. And how much more honorable than going through four stops before he gets across the Jordan to a spot where God is taking him up to heaven without tasting death. Wonderful. Elijah himself maybe never imagined that this would be the end of his ministry on earth. God knows how to honor his servants. And this is a wonderful thing about our God. So maybe for a few minutes, we need to dwell on the portion in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, before we get to Luke chapter 9 and start with the Lord Jesus, the man of prayer, on the Mount of Transfiguration, and we see Elijah there, and I'm sure the Lord will give us much more food.